This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
6 to 10 events a day. We're working really hard. And I had somebody reach out to me the other day and say, Carrie, you are fearless. You are so fearless. What? You're not afraid of anything. And I stopped him and I said, actually, I have great fear. I'm not afraid of the fake news. I'm not afraid of the globalists. I'm not afraid of anything that I'm facing on the campaign trail. I'm not afraid of the cartels. What I am scared to death of is what happens if we don't step in right at this moment and do something. I'm afraid of the world that our children will live in. That's what scares me to death.
Carrie Lake is running for governor in Arizona. And if you're not familiar with Carrie Lake, I would imagine a lot of folks listening are, but I think there are a lot of people who aren't. I am infatuated with the governor's race in Arizona because Arizona had been such a hotbed for questions about what took place in 2020. Regardless of where you are on that issue, Arizona is as purple can get. And it, to me, is a bellwether state to see what is Arizona going to do if the people in Arizona have a demonstrative stand in this election. I think that that kind of is indicative of the future of the country. There are other races in Arizona that are close and important, specifically their Democratic senator that is there. But I am watching the Carrie Lake one just because she is a media personality who does not have a political career behind her. She is the best at lighting on all of her videos. She has the Grace Kelly filter on her each and every time. But she is, gosh, she is so straight to the point. She suffers no fools. Brad, what is your thought on Carrie Lake, but also that race?
Well, Carrie Lake is the is exactly what Arizona needs, if that's my thoughts. I love the The thing about her is I would say she's almost, for lack of a better term, a female Ron DeSantis. She knows exactly what to say, when to say it, how to say it, with the right force, with the right intention, without being out of control. She's always under control. She seems like she's always one step ahead of the gotcha questions, that nothing seems to catch her off guard.
I've heard, and I agree with her being a female Donald Trump, but it's interesting to me that you, somebody who, like me, is a DeSantis fan and would support, correct me anywhere that I'm wrong here, Brad, would support Donald Trump if he runs again, mm-hmm. that he would get your vote. But if it was like up to Brad range, DeSantis is a Trump with less baggage. Does Carrie Lake have baggage to you at all?
I don't know any baggage that she has. I know that, like, I think people get upset about her questioning election results and stuff like that. But outside of that, I don't know what baggage she even has. So, you know, it's not like she has some sort of, like, I don't know. She didn't do the whole media battle thing, battle royale thing. They can't point to her and be like, she's misogynistic because she's a woman. You know, that's a hard sell.
I think they can. They say black people are racist.
But it's a hard sell.
Black people.
It's a hard sell. And yeah, I don't think she has the baggage that Donald Trump would have.
What do you think, Ryan? I'm sure you're a Carrie Lake fan, but realistically speaking, where she fits into this moment in time, from like the tone and temperature of voters.
Yeah, well, similar to Brad, I would say that DeSantis is a male version of Carrie Lake, just the opposite. But that race
in
particular,
because you're a feminist,
exactly. That's why I'm saying that. I want the credit for it.
And he feels like a woman.
What?
That's right. Tamp it in, Ryan.
That's right. No, she is full MAGA, and that's why that's an interesting bellwether. Is because if you're in a purple state, a lot of times the political pundits will say, "Well, run somebody who's center right." Mm-hmm. She's not. She's all the way. And so if she's able to win that race in a purple state, that will say this is absolutely the future of the party, because this is what voters want. This is what they're turning out for. On the other side, Katie Hobbs in that race.
Yeah.
Did anybody even know her name until I said it?
I was going to say, I have never heard that.
She is
she's a Secretary of State of Arizona.
She's the Secretary of State right now, but she is a non-candidate. She is completely invisible compared to Carrie.
The interesting thing about being the Secretary of State of Arizona, it means she's the Secretary of State. If you know what the Secretary of State does, has a little bit to do with elections, she would have obviously been a party to the 2020 situation, and that's sown a lot of doubt in a lot of people in Arizona one way or the other.
Exactly. So she's, I think she's actually been hesitant so far to even debate Carrie Lake. Can you imagine what that's going to look like? A lot of these Republican candidates are having trouble getting debates with their Democrat opponents.
Oh, yeah.
And not in, in Pennsylvania, that's been an issue.
Missouri?
Is it in Missouri? Yeah. I haven't seen.
They have not agreed on a debate yet. Last I checked.
And you know why? It's because
they don't have a leg to stand on.
The Republicans are going to win those debates, especially right now, because they have so much to run on with this economy and so many even social issues. Carrie Lake, to me, I don't know whether she'll win that race, because as I watch polling, she is up by such a slim margin. It's like 0.1 or 0.2, saying essentially it's completely even. But I can't imagine her losing by much. If she loses, it'll be barely. And so I think that says a lot. Carrie Lake in particular says a lot about the future of the party, whether she wins or not.
So, Hannah, how familiar are you with Carrie Lake?
To be totally honest and transparent, I'm not very familiar with the Arizona race at all, but hearing this conversation makes me want to be more involved, which honestly makes me laugh because it's another state that I don't live in that I'm so wrapped up in the politics for, or that I want to be.
Yeah, I think.
But this girl, she sounds great to compare to a female Ron DeSantis. That sounds right up my alley. And I would hope that Arizona would turn red. And I do think that it would have a large impact on the upcoming election.
It seems to me like the successful Republicans are the ones that bypass the media. The ones that are able to get their message across through whatever means without trying to play the juggling game that is working with an agitated, disagreeable media. And, you know, and I say this in a way that I don't want journalism to reflect on a Republican president the way they reflect on a Democrat president. If I had to have it one way or the other, I'd rather the media always be hostile. I'd rather the media always be looking to expose things, to ask tough questions, to make people give well-rounded, thought-out answers that, hey, this is the reason you asked this question. Let me tell you what and why. You might not like it, but this is what we're doing and this is why we're doing. I thought the Trump administration did a pretty good job of that, but it would never have been reflected because there was too much advocacy media going on at the time. It would be nice if, you know, if the Biden administration would come out and talk about the Inflation Reduction Act for what it is, not for what they called it, that doesn't actually reflect what the whole Inflation Reduction Act is doing, which is a climate bill. Their willingness to help you by giving you some tax rebates or some of your tax dollars back if you invest thousands of dollars that you don't have right now into energy efficient, government approved industry is so offensive to people who are struggling financially right now, who may have been struggling financially under Trump. Those people are not better off now than they were then. If you were middle class, you might not be what you would define as struggling right now, but you are paying attention in a real measurable way. Voters want people who speak to them about the things that they've heard voters say. They want people who are going to listen, not the constant barrage of media advocacy or politicians that are just pushing. You know, we had politicians in the studio yesterday. They're not politician people. They're people who are now politicians. Do I get to make that distinction on this show? Yes, you can disagree with it for what you want. But there's a reality that exists that the polished politicians who go out there and know how to win the game that is politics, they get elected and they know how to spin it the whole time. And it's not about truth. It's not about honesty. It's not about really fixing anything. It's just about how do I say what I need to say to get elected the next time the election comes up. And I find that we have very few people like that in the business. So you got to be able to find the non-politicians who do have the ability to speak and articulate what the people are saying because they've listened to them and they've kind of been born out of the people, not out of the machine. And oh my gosh, the Republicans have a machine just as much, probably better than the Democrats do.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.